Good morning, everyone. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. My name is Sally Kalin. Welcome, everyone. I am so glad you are here. If you are looking for answers around your relationships, you can find them here on the 240 episodes. Take a scroll back. You will find the answers to every question you have around your relationships. I can guarantee it. And if you don't, message me and I'll answer them. So I thought today I'm going to break it up and do something fun and powerful. It is one of my favorite things, and that is, of course, creating and manifesting the things that we want in our life. Now, the one thing that I learned the most through my own healing journey of breaking up, starting over, breaking toxic cycles and all of the stuff that I went through to get myself into the best place possible is how beautiful a gift it is knowing that the universe is always working with you. I call that God. Some people may call it the universe or divine or grace or angels, whatever it is. But I can tell you now for certain that we are connected. We are all connected to something way greater than we realize. Reality is not what you think it is. And I know this because I have had my own very spiritual, incredible experiences that I have no words for, even myself, right? But what I do want to share with you today is my 5-step process in manifesting and how powerful this process is. What got me thinking about this was a couple of nights ago, I was laying in bed and I was thinking about my own journey and my success and, you know, my failures and all of that kind of stuff. And I was looking at the things I have been able to manifest in my life, like incredible things. And I am talking like things that you just think, how was that possible to happen? How could that have even happened in that particular way? And it just blows my mind sometimes, right? And I also looked at when things aren't manifesting. And sometimes that's because we're not ready to receive. We're not in alignment with it. We don't think we can have it, or we've got a block somewhere, some sort of belief that it's not going to happen. However, I believe this formula, when practiced regularly, will bring such changes to your life. Like I was literally thinking, what is this formula? Because as Tony Robbins says as well, you know, as many of those great speakers and mentors and anyone that's affecting people's lives in a really profound way, they talk about the power of finding a system that works and a formula that works and repeating that same formula. And when I looked at the manifesting that I've done in my life, I didn't even call it manifesting, right? It wasn't something I thought, oh, I'm going to manifest something now. No. I, like many of us, were just doing our thing and creating, co-creating. And I would see these things showing up in my life. And there is definitely a formula. So I'm going to share with you exactly what that formula is. So before I get into the 5 points, I will say this is a point in itself and probably the most important point, but I won't put it in the 1 to 5. But the most important part, I believe, for me, is inviting God into your life, into your situation, into the manifestation, like inviting God in and saying, okay, God, okay, universe, I need your help here. I can't do it alone. And tapping into that big energy, right? That big energy for me, like I say, it's God. So bringing God in. So let's get into the 5 points. Number one, know exactly what it is you want. So we have to be very clear on what we truly want to experience. We have to make it clear. If you're wanting to manifest, for example, money, I use money because it's one everyone can relate to, right? You might say, you might be manifesting more money. I'm going to imagine having more money, but how much is more? More money could be an extra $10, right? Or more money could be an extra $10,000 every month, right? So know what it is you truly want. Like, have a vision. What is it that you truly want to happen here? Is it that you want now to be in a loving, healthy relationship? And that's what you really want. And see yourself in that situation, right? So know what it is you truly want. Number two, feel into that vision and just know it's already done. Like, it's already done. How would you feel? What does that feel like knowing that's already done? Like, feel that energy of that thing that you want is already happened. What do you feel like right now? Feel the energy of that and just feed it that energy, because it is already done, right? Number three, hold good thoughts around your vision. Now, what I mean by this is when we have a manifestation idea and we want to create something, we can sometimes be thinking about something in the future happening. And so in the present moment, we feel like we're lacking. And so we're, in a sense, pushing that thing we want away from us because we're thinking we're lacking it. It's going to happen down there in the future. And so that in itself are not good thoughts, right? They're sort of negative. They're saying that you're not whole now. You're not enough now. You're only going to be okay once you get there. So you want to be able to feed it really good thoughts of knowing it's already done and feel good about it. So notice how you're thinking. And this is a very important one, okay? Number four, it's really important to detach from the outcome. Like, this can be difficult because sometimes we say we want that relationship. We have been single for so long and we see other people with, you know, whoever they're with, and we're looking for that person, right? You got to just let it go. You got to be filled up with your life, right? And just doing your thing and knowing that it's already done. Like, this is a big one, guys, that, and I keep repeating it, but it's already done. It's already done. You don't need to be thinking about the outcome, right? It's God's got this, right? You don't have to go there. And when you know something's already done, you aren't seeking, are you? You're not looking for something. So it keeps you in the present moment. It keeps you in that place of, you know, gratitude. Which takes me to the point number five, which is be in a state of gratitude. Have no doubt that it's not going to happen. Just totally be grateful and be thanking God, the universe, for this incredible gift of a relationship or abundance or success, whatever it is, right? So when I look at my life and manifestations, this is the exact formula that I am using in every situation, like that when it happens. So let's just go through it again. You got to know what you want, like feel into it, right? Be crystal clear on what you want. Number two, feel and know it's already done. So feel into it. How do you feel knowing this has already happened? Number three, hold good thoughts around it. Like, totally be in a state of just like, yes, this feels so good. And just smile and feel that energy of it, right? Number four, detach from the outcome. You don't need to be holding on to and waiting for it to happen. It's already happened and you know it. It's all on God's time. Let it go. And number five, have no doubts and be in a state of gratitude. Like, I'm so grateful this has happened. I am so thankful. This is amazing. And feel into it. I want you to practice this today and know that you are allowed to have what it is you truly want in your life. And some people say, what if you do have limitations? How can that work if you do have limitations? And I truly believe we can, of course, I know this to be true. Not even believe, I know this to be true. You can override any old limiting beliefs if you give it enough energy of the opposite, like, feeling state. So there is nothing you can't unlearn. There is nothing you cannot create. And if you do have an awareness around a block, say, for example, then you can begin to unlearn that pattern anyway. So when you use this formula, you are literally stepping into the energy of it. So that is going to, over time, take out that other energy that's trying to, you know, the old pattern. It will counteract the old pattern anyway. So you're going to be standing in that new version of yourself with that thing, that person that you desire and want. That's how it works. And I have used this formula from moving countries, attracting different relationships, cars I've bought, health turnarounds, friendships. There are so many instances where I have used this formula, and I'm only just beginning to see how incredible and specific it really is. And I can tell you now, when things haven't quite gone the way I wanted in the past, it's usually because I'm very attached to the outcome and I'm just like holding on so tight. It has to happen this way. And that fear mentality can push things literally away. So you want to be in a state of, you know what, it's already done. And just give it to God and just feel into it. So let me know how you feel about what I've shared. Share your manifestation stories with me. Are you someone that is manifesting with the universe? Are you a believer of this? Are you conscious of that your thoughts are creating your reality? I'd love to hear from you guys, but this is a fun one, isn't it? And like I say, one of the best things about creating a new life out of toxic relationships is knowing that you can create anything that you want, right? I think part of my journey of ending toxic cycles was becoming more empowered and more spiritual and more awake as well, which is the greatest, greatest gift, right? So I'm going to love you and leave you. Have a wonderful day. Please share this podcast if you find it helpful. I will be back in a couple of days with a new one and I will talk to you soon. And DM me over on Instagram if you are interested in coaching with me, my one-to-one program, or if you have any questions.